The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it. If they can't take it home, they'll burn it. If they can't burn it, they'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Hey, how's it going? It's time for Brainwashing 10. I may sound a little tired, this brainwashing. Let me explain to you why. I'm at Sims. We're in the studio now recording because I recorded 6 minutes of Brainwashing 10 and then Cool Edit froze on us and died and I lost everything. So we say, oh, well, fuck, that's really weird. Sean, you were sending all the MP3 files back to your computer from my computer. That's probably why, you stupid fuck. And I went, ooh, I feel real bad. So then we started again, and I got 8 minutes done of brainwashing. So that's 15 minutes, 8 minutes and something. Don't fucking step to me with math on this. Anyway, by the time we were done, 8 minutes, froze, same goddamn thing. And now we've got to defrag the front room's fucking hard drive, and we don't know what the fuck's going on. The hard drive's probably fucked on it. So we're recording this in the goddamn studio so I can at least get the fucking brainwashing out. It's very, very annoying because I've covered the entire intro the first time twice in a row now, and you'd think I'd be cool with doing that, but there's a reason why I do not script my rants, because I feel that when you script things, it becomes kind of labored and sort of a pain in the ass, and people realize that, oh, wow, this is blah, 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 you know, and there's no spunk there, there's no fire, there's no life in it. And it's very annoying to me when I have to do that. So now I'm lying on Sim's fucking couch it's the what the hell couch. It's our couch, Sim's couch. And I'm doing what the hell for the third fucking time. What the hell? I'm doing brainwashing. See, I'm all fucked up now. I'm in the what the hell room doing brainwashing, and I'm all fucked up. Anyway. So here we are. Welcome to Brainwashing 10. I'm your host, Sean Kennedy, patient zero. Doing Brainwashing X. Yes, Brainwashing number 10. We've got 10 of these goddamn things out. Holy cow, how crazy is that? So, let's talk about a couple things that need to be discussed. First and foremost, we've got a few things we've got to cover. But first, we are going to crucify and sacrifice 2 cult members. Yes, the 2 cult members I am going to shoot and kill are none other than a Gargoyle Apocryphus, also known as Apoc, and Prophet Smokehouse, also known as Smokehouse. The reason why these people are going to be shot and pissed on is because, A, they're close personal friends of mine. These are people I care about and are friends of mine, so I know they're big enough to handle this. And B, because I'm going to make an example of them in a cost-effective way. Learning from the corporate structure. No, in all honesty, okay, everybody knows that Apoc and Smokehouse do not get along, okay? I mean, it's like, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on. Okay, they're like total octagon, tethered with sharp sticks, fucking stabbing each other. Fuck battle bots. I want to see Smokehouse and Apoc get it on, okay? It's just crazy, 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 crazy. But why is that? Why is it that these two guys are scrapping? Now, this is not about these two guys, but it's about a lot of infighting that goes on in cult. This is not another tangent me going on about the infighting in cult. This is not what this is. I'm not doing an infighting tangent thing here, okay? This is about respect and solidarity, okay? Not everyone in cult is going to see eye to eye. The prophets are not going to get along innately with the Ronin, okay? Because, you know, artists and military generally don't get along, okay? But it's the same thing with, like, the Catholics and the Protestants. Everybody works for the same guy, but they all fight all the time when they're all trying to, you know, understand the tolerance and justice. Why are cult members arguing with each other about menial bullshit? Guys, I don't know if you've noticed, okay? I haven't posted the fucking... I hope to get them up probably tonight or tomorrow morning. I might do it tonight after the show tonight. It's Sunday right now. But the reason why... I don't know if you've noticed this, but we've got, like, we're growing insanely. We're getting like 10, 15, 20 members a week that I let in, and I'm turning away more than that. I usually get about, I'm starting to get like 30 applications, okay, a week. It's crazy. Okay, and we got guys showing up from Johannesburg, South Africa. We got guys showing up from Sweden and the Netherlands. I got two more guys from the UK, people in Japan. Guys are talking about moving back to Europe and setting up. Rooster might be moving back to Europe, and when he goes there, he wants to set up cult in Europe and start running it over there and get things happening so we have a European faction and all that sort of jazz. I mean, this thing is getting really, really big, okay, really huge. So as a group, I don't know about you, I've never led a cult before, okay? You think this shit comes naturally? It doesn't, man. I mean, I'm just some fucking guy. I mean, we make a lot of jokes and I'm the fucking man and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, I'm just some fucking guy, okay, who's thought this shit up, wants to go along with it. I got a bit of radio presence and away we go. That's all the fuck I am, all right? And these people, you know, they want to have this thing going on. They want cult to be huge. In order for cult to be huge, the reason for cult has to be huge, it has to be taken to the next level. And on the next level, we have to have respect and solidarity. If someone in cult is pissing you off and they're a major player, Smokehouse and APOC are both wicked guys. They've got awesome ideas. Their concept to where cult is going is amazing. They're totally on track. They both get along with me, but they fight like cats and dogs. I don't understand it. It completely melts my fucking head. You know? And then in the IRC last night, Sim had to drop the bomb because guys are fighting, and then Echo is kicking people out because they're fighting, and people are mad at Echo, and oh my god, who gives a fuck? Okay? Listen, Echo runs the fucking IRC, okay? Why? Because he took that on himself, and he's gonna run it. He's run it ever since he fucking, oh god, well, what the hell's your way the back when? And, I mean, this is what it's about. We have more than enough enemies and a scrap amongst ourselves. People, do you know why you're doing that? Do you know why you're fighting like that? Think about it. It's because you've been beat on so badly your entire life that you become bitter. You become jaded, and now you're like, well, fuck them, you know, whatever, man. I'm going to fight, and because you've been shit-kicked. I mean, if you get beat every fucking day, eventually you're going to get kind of savage. But a lot of us, it's turned into, it's that being savage isn't a physical thing. Being savage is a mental thing. Okay, a lot of people go, well, how can I be savage? I mean, I've never met anybody. I'm just on a computer. Well, that's what being savage is. It's a mental process. And because we've been repressed and downtrodden and picked on at school and whatever, okay, we become savage. And we have to get past that. We have to move past that anger that's there and harness that for a more positive means rather than a negative means. If we get into the whole infighting concept, then we're going to be nothing more than a group of fucking hackers. We don't get along, and then the social cliques form. This is why solidarity is very, very important. A group of individuals who have that sense of unity, who have that sense of belonging and togetherness. This is crucial. If we do not have that, then cult will not be able to progress to the next level. This is fucking vital. We need to have that. If we don't, it will never get to where we want it to be. It will never get to the faction where we have the mosques, where we have, you know, the setup support circle going on. We can't just sit there and bark at each other and yap at each other like a bunch of fucking pack wild dogs. We can't do that shit. Now, this is not just only about Smokehouse and APOC. As a matter of fact, it's got very little to do with Smokehouse and APOC. Because I know, after they listen to this, the two of them are going to email back and forth. They'll sort out whatever shit they got to go on the go. And they will respect each other. You don't have to like somebody, but you respect them. Now, that's one thing. I've said that before. You don't have to like everybody in cult. You don't have to get along with everybody in cult. But by the fuck, you should respect everybody who is in cult. Because they joined, they're fighting for the same fucking thing you are, and like it or not, most of these guys would be there and cover your back, and it just froze again, James.
Yeah, we are, I can see it.
Okay, it's 8 minutes later now, and we're still trying to sort out this what the fuck is going on with the computer, we're not really sure. So, we're just gonna carry on where I left off. This is gonna be the most goddamn fragmented brainwashing gen I've ever seen, so that's okay. Why is it jumping back and forth like that? It's interesting, so it's okay, it's normal. Alright, so, moving right along. Let's talk about respect of other cult. That's the idea. You have to have respect of other cult members. It's all about respect. And if Gargoyle APOC and Smokehouse can sort out their differences and make shit happen, get all, you know, so that at least now that they can post in the forums without fighting, you know, that's the difference, man. That's the goal. If we gotta take this thing to the next level, that is the next level that we have to go with. And while I was on my 8-minute talk about depression, I cracked Dark Souls. I don't actually crack her, but, you know. So, That's essentially it. Get over the childish shit, guys. Have to have solidarity and respect there for us. It's something you have to develop, you have to work on, we have to have as reality. Okay?
Right.
Enough said on that. APOC, Smokehouse.
Hang!
Okay, so now, let's talk a little bit about the newspaper article. Okay, we're gonna go back in time here. We had the newspaper article yesterday that came out in the province, and we linked to it. APOC didn't like it. Smokehouse did like it. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I'd like to discuss a little bit about that. Sarah Schmidt, who is the nice lady who came out and interviewed us, she was actually pretty cool. Now, she's done other work with anti-logging guys, anti-whaling guys, so she's a political activist reporter, and she usually gets quite a lot of hate mail from organizations and from stuff like that. She normally crucifies people, so it was not her intention to crucify us at all. Believe you me, if that was the media's attempt at crucifying us, wow, did she ever do a shitty job of crucifixion. And this lady knows how to crucify people, so I don't think that that was the goal or the intention. What I do think was, is I think that even though general people reading that are going to be like, whoa, this is really, you know, intense, oh my gosh, you know, he's kill yourself, kill, don't kill yourself, kill other people, what does that mean? Well, what it will mean is that people will be curious, they'll tune in, maybe it'll stimulate their thought process, and they'll make a decision on their own, which is all we can really hope for, and all we really want is to have intelligent decisions for themselves. So, I like the article, I think it's pretty cool. They talked to Smokehouse, they talked to the other people, they mentioned some names, I thought it was useless. So, be it right, be it wrong, that's my take on that scenario, and I'd appreciate no flame mail being sent to her if you didn't like it, just let it go, no, whatever, but if you did like it, you know, let's try to stay fairly positive with what she's saying there. She's trying to make a difference, and if we didn't agree with it, then that's fine. Now, if she was just writing articles about organizations and beating the shit out of everybody, then, you know, I'd have to say, hey, crazy bitch, what the fuck do you think doing? No, I mean, I'd have to say something about it, but I don't think that's her intention at all. I don't think that's what she is about. So, the article was big news, and we'll see who's how much response we get from it. We've had surprisingly little, which I think is neat. I guess it just goes to show that, you know, if they knew how to use a computer, why would they be reading the fucking newspaper anyway, right? But, you know, in all honesty, it's something that, I mean, it was neat, it's a milestone, right? It's something for Cult that we can look at and go, hey, yeah, fuck, you know, get some notoriety. And then when the Rant Radio thing comes out this November in Spin Magazine, you know, that'll be very cool. All right, the whole Ashley situation. You know, out of all the things I thought that caused stress within Cult, helping a six-year-old girl with brain cancer was the last thing that I thought would cause stress.
Okay?
I did not go and do this to promote fucking any kind of shit or exploit a child or whatever. I saw that one morning. I was really kind of having a bummed out morning. I saw that and I was just, I got mad, phoned the lady, I wanted to help. That was it. Did I get sucked in by media? You know, oh, well, you know, they're just trying to make feel good and it's the little charity hides a multitude of sins and all that kind of jazz. Did I get sucked in by that? Sure, I did. Yeah, absolutely. Guilty, right. But is what I did wrong? Is because we can't help all the children? Like, well, Sean, you know, there's so many kids that just die every day. Well, what about them? What about all these other people? What about these kids that are dying in other countries? Well, why don't we help them? Why don't we feed the hungry and clear the landmines? Why don't we do everything? You know, we can't do everything, so why do anything? Just because you can't help all the kids doesn't mean that you can't help some of them. Okay? Just because you can't get over the wall, you know, doesn't mean you stab at somebody else for trying. You know, it's an interesting thing. When people are trying to do things that have never been done before, the group will ridicule. Not the group that is called, but society will ridicule. Now, the guy who said that germs were real, like that we should consider germs as a reality in the medical industry, lost his medical practice license. He was laughed out of all the medical schools, and he died broken homeless because he was the guy who originally came up with the concept of germs. Okay? And what does that have to do with Ashley? Well, because you see, he was changing something that not everyone else was ready to change. He was trying to accomplish something not everyone else was ready. So if he was successful, it would look badly on everyone. And just because some cult members go and help out kids from time to time, that doesn't mean that, like, you're a horrible person or something, because you don't. It just means that you don't. That's all it means. And if you feel guilty about that, don't take it out on other people because they're trying to make friends. Don't take it out on other cult members because they're the ones who are trying to, you know, make things happen, you know? I've just heard about this third person. No one's really stepped me about this. No one's come forward and said, hey, Sean, you know, you're a fucking child exploiter or something like that. I can't imagine why, especially after I gave Zerstor such a warm reception last thing when he promoted change. Speaking of which, I should, it's hard for me to keep track of what I had, what I have said this issue, and what I have, because I've done it three fucking times. Zerstor, by the way, I mentioned it on the What the Hell show a week back, but I want to put it on some download. In Brainwashing 9, I crucified Zerstor's ideas that he sent to me. Everybody knows it was Zerstor, but Zerstor has got balls at plank. We need guys like Zerstor in the organization willing to challenge me on ideas, on concepts, and all that sort of jazz. Now, this is not an open invitation to challenge me on everything I say. I'm just saying that if you've got concerns and intelligent concerns about what's going on in Cult, and you're concerned about where it's going in the direction of that, you know, by all means, you have to contact me. You have to tell me this stuff. okay, so that, you know, we can talk about it. I can say, well, yeah, you know, you got a point. And a lot of people were like, whoa, you know, Sean, you're really landing on Zerstor. It's like, you know, you're not allowing other people to have their say. No, far from it. I'm allowing people to have their say. I'm just smacking him down because I didn't agree with what he said. That's all, okay? Guys, totally allowed to have a say. Don't get me wrong. As a matter of fact, I encourage it. I need guys like Zerstor who are willing to say that shit. I need that in the worst way. Otherwise, well, it'll just be this big mindless organization, and what if I get corrupt? Then everything's fucked, right? We can't have that. Cannot have it. No good. So we've got to take cult to the next level. And even myself, I mean, I've got to sit there and go, okay, I've got to have solidarity and respect. And I mean that as some people, you're in the IRC and you see the fights are going on, say, man, whoa, guys, hey, solidarity and respect. Okay, if you don't like it, that's fine. Just solidarity and respect. And don't worry about, you know, who had the last word, who's right, who's wrong. You're all wrong. Okay, everybody's wrong. Solidarity and respect. Okay, everybody's wrong. I'm wrong. You're wrong. We're all wrong. Okay, and we're all right at the same time. We shouldn't be scrapping each other. We got more than enough people out there. Scrap solidarity and respect. Gotta build cult with those cornerstones. Otherwise, we're gonna wind up Skip Radio. Yeah, you know this one was coming, didn't you? Well, Skip Radio. This was the big week where Skip Radio, in the last 2 weeks, was arrested and thrown in jail in Pennsylvania. I was alerted to this the day after it happened. People who were on task force, I'd like to draw attention to the guys who were directly involved on the MIRC and began amassing the data in true form for when this came down the pipe. Guys were really on the hot squad, the Sentry Watch, who got this thing out and about, really responded. I got an email where I wanted to keep track of guys in the MIRC who were on there with y'all. We all descended on us. We have Jordath Moore, Ronan Templar Knight, Hungan Soul Reaper, Nomad 316, Prophet No Deal, Vampire Asmodai, Gargoyle Simplex, Cenobite Firefly, and Cenobite Snorgasm. These were the people who were involved at time when we were all amassing data. So those were the guys who were really on the top of the list when it came to spawns. You can get more information about the Skip Radio incident on the page. Do a search on Skip Radio. There's a lot of shit that has gone on. Send in some funds if you want. If you don't want to send funds, you don't have to. Now, there's a trial Sabbath that APOC was talking about. People showing up at Skip's trial. You know, I should mention this. You don't want to lend support to this. That's fine, okay? If you don't want to lend support, you think, well, you know, fuck it. I don't really think I want to be involved. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's totally cool. You're not a pinhead. You're not going to get kicked out of cult. You don't have to be involved. Okay. But the reason why, let's discuss the reason why cult is involved with this is because Skip's one of our own. Skip's one of ours, man. Got taken down for bullshit charges when he was just trying to make a difference. You don't care about that. That's fine. But in a way, I guess it's kind of not fine. No, you should at least give a shit. At least be aware of what's going on. You know, I don't know. What do you say to that? Like, it's free. You're free for everyone not to care. No, but I personally feel that you should care because it could happen to you, right? It could happen to anybody. It could happen to your parents. It could have kids. And when that happens, if no one gives a shit about you, then the whole purpose of cult is kind of no one. You know, really? Isn't it all kind of nothing? You don't want to be part of me. You don't want to end your... I mean, but bear in mind, you may not agree with it, with his cause. Bottom line is, if you don't agree with his cause, okay, I'm cool with that. If you agree with what's going on, I'm cool with that. What I'm not cool with is if you don't care. Either way. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. This had better matter to you, okay? Don't just be impartial, because that's worse than else. If just don't give a shit, that's no good. You have to go care one way or the other. If you're still in that you're not decided, that's different too, because then you're trying to make a decision. But at least care. That's all I ask. It's the only thing I'd probably almost want to insist on is that whole give shit's gone. Now, APOC wants to do a Sabbath. Show up trial to lend support when that date is set. If we do that, that'd be very cool. It'd be a cool thing to do. It'd be cool to let Skip know that there's people in the crowd. I think that's very slick. And one of the ways we'd be able to show our support for that is by showing up there. Letters are very good, too. I don't know about showing up the trial because it might... you get a bunch of funky people with wacky hair doing funky shit. It might look badly on the trial. We've got to... You kind of got to manipulate a little bit. You got to use the urban camouflage in order to make things happen, especially because Skip's in such a dark fucking place right now. You don't really want the judge to think that, oh, look, the crowd courtroom is filled with all his little hacker friends, and I think I'm going to make an example. You know, there's a lot of different angles we got to be aware of with this, so that's something we got to look. Something we got to be aware of. The Skip Radio thing has occurred. Do some research on it. The guy got thrown in jail for bullshit and talk about crap. So just wanted to give a shout out to the people who are responsible for the hot list and for the guys who are all with that. Brian from Geeknik has been sending me a ton of shit for the page. Oh my God. Has there been a ton of crap the guy has sent in? It's been unbelievable the amount of shit he has sent it to page and some setups. Also did a poster called, like, Cult Beer Watching. I think it's in the media submission system in the archive. And I was thinking about some of these posters. You know, Jesus, some of these things are really good. Some great. And what's more so is if people go and they just, instead of having, like, you know, a pamphlet, if they just put these little things up, they get some spray adhesive and they take some of that clear coat shit that, like, seals the front of the picture and some spray adhesive, put it on the back. Just throw them up around town. Throw them on power boxes. Beetlejuice, Transformers, whatever, you know. And you put them up, they're kind of cool because people sit there and go, what the fuck is that? And then they can do the research and they can find out about it. Because as the virus is spreading, and believe you me, the virus is spreading. As the virus spreads, we need to let people know that we are there, we are in the community, we have that possibility open to us. And the thing of perceived power is a cheap. Perceived power is in fact cheap. Talking about perceived power being a cheap power, I want to talk about Battlewax sending some stuff. He's talking about how people are saying that, what do you do? Cult. Well, I've joined cult, I'm involved now, there's all this shit happening, you know, I'm not a hacker, Sean, I can't really help with the Gargoyle Watch, you know, and I'm not really that artistic, you know, can't draw worth luck, so I can't really make up posters, and, you know, I surf the web a lot, but, you know, everything that I find, I get a lot page. You know, I mean, I see a lot of new stuff that's there, and then, you know, I'm scared to say anything, because a lot of the guys in are way more talented than I am, but I want to be involved, and I want to do stuff. What do I do? What do I do? Well, let's look at Gargoyle Simplex. Gargoyle Simplex joined up, out of the blue, and then all of a sudden, he said, you know what, I'm going to start up Gargoyle Watch, we're going to shut down porn, and that's it, that's all he did, bang, and he just made it happen. If you don't know what to do in cult, like, people go, well, what can I do to help cult? What can I do to make a difference? I don't know, what can you do to make a difference? You know, what is it that you can do? What do you do well? What is something that is a talent for you that you have? Where is that talent that you possess a lot? Now, don't tell me, oh, I have no talent. Bullshit, everybody's got a talent. Everybody's got a talent. Writing could be a talent. If you want to write, that's something else I need to talk about too, is I need a little bit of help with the virus manifesto, okay? I am trying to move forward with this. I need people from every clan, you know, those who are interested in doing it, because only one person is going to be involved. But in the virus manifesto, I'm going to have a section on clans where I talk about what does it mean to be a prophet? What is a decker? What does it mean to be a gargoyle? What is it mean? And it would be kind of weird for me to sit there and say what it means to be each of these things when I'm actually none of these things. I'm just the guy who started the organization and I'm not totally out to one of those clans. I mean, I could maybe write the nomad, but even still, and I'm not really the nomad guy. And to be honest, I need the help with the virus manifesto. That. So if you are a member of that clan, one member from each clan, I mean, whatever, or a bunch of members, they can all send me, make it as long as you want, as short as you want, what it means to be a member of that clan. What like Templar Knight, what does it mean to be a Ronin? So that other people don't know what Ronin are and they're considering whether or not they want to be a Ronin. What does that mean? And I'm going to be writing up what it means to Guardian and responsibilities and roles of Guardians are and things like that, so on and so forth. So that's one thing I wanted to cover. But back to the Battlewax thing. If you don't know how to do anything at all, if you feel that you're totally talentless, Dr. Bap, if you feel as though you're totally talentless, you can, one of the most positive things you can do is talk about cult, talk about the direction of cult. If you're excited about cult, be excited about cult. Talk with people you know about. Talk about, yeah, I'm part of this organization, some really good stuff. Oh, really? What kind of good stuff? Well, you know, people always say, so what's been going on? Oh, the organization's doing really well. And you'll talk about the stuff the organization's done. Why don't we shut down some more child porn? They'll be like, wow, really? Perceived power is achieved power. This is the concept. If people can begin to understand that cult is a force of counterculture that is growing and expanding, it will become a force that is dangerous, that is reckoned, that has a voice say. Most important is that way people can come and make a statement out for it, or, you know, more realistic, people will be able to then approach me and say, hey, what is it these young want? What is it that, why is cult so successful? Why is people, you know, signing up cult? And I'll fucking tell them. I'll say, listen, you want to know what they want? Here's what they want. They want their schools to be cheap. They want brighter education. They want less advertising. Okay? They want less bullshit. They want more rights. They don't want to be wage slaves anymore. They don't want to be sitting back and wonder where the fuck they're going to be in 10 years because their job's going to be liquidated 6 fucking times, or insert buzzword here. They don't want to be parts of fucking teams. They want to be treated as individuals, okay? They want to be treated and dealt with on a level of respect, okay? They want to make sure they have a rainforest when their fucking kids get older so they can read, and maybe they can get some of the pharmaceuticals benefits that come from that. Maybe they want to be able to walk through some fucking countries without their legs being blown off. That's what it is they want. And from there, we can become a form. We want Mumia Abu-Jamal the fuck out of jail. That's what the fuck we want, okay? So, and the strength of this is in people. And eventually, even though I do not believe democracy does work, enough unity behind cult, we could become a voters with the Republican Party. We talked about it last week on What the Hell. We were saying, hey, listen, you know, what if politicians were concerned with the counterculture vote? What the fuck then? You know, what would that mean? If they were concerned with the counterculture, that would be, imagine how refreshing that would change. So, if you want to help cult, you want to know what's going on and taking cult to the next level, okay, then that's what you got to do. Put up some posters, do some stuff, all that kind of. Let's talk about taking cult to the next level. Cult clothing by Friday next week. There's your date. One at a time and a place. That's it. Friday next week, we are going to have cult clothing up and made. You'll be able to order it online. I have to go down to the States, get a U.S. post office box, because that's where I'm going to be getting all mail sent to. I'll go down to Sumas there and get a cult post office box so that I can begin progressing the orders, and then I can mail shit out to the States, because that way, unless I do that, it's going to be fucking stupid. All right? Now, one of the things with cult that has really come to pass with Skip Radio, anyone who's been kind of following this, we need to take cult to the next level. Things are happening. When you go and you see cult, you see what's going on, everyone knows the cult has
huge potential. My God, man. Because we have such massive urge towards direct action. The way it's structured, where patient zero, named self. Okay, incidentally, this is something I should cover. When I'm gone, okay, something ever happens to me, I get assassinated or something, or I might get hit by a bus, whatever, okay, someone else is going to take over as patient zero. And if I'm arrested and along those lines and someone else isn't named as patient zero, really, the only real way that someone can lose patient zero thing is if they totally quit off the top and they name someone else as patient zero, or they're killed. Okay, that's pretty much the only two ways it goes. And if that happens, then usually cult would then break into about 200,000 cells of radical activist people, which is great, because that's what we want, because that way it kind of stops other governments from trying to take out cult. Which may sound like, whoa, Sean, where the fuck going with this, man? That's crazy. Is it really that crazy, or should we start thinking about that sort of thing while cult is growing, so that we're aware? Patient Zero is just the guy who's running the organization at that time, okay? So I'm not Sean Kennedy the fucking man, Patient Zero. I am Sean Kennedy the fucking man who is currently Patient Zero, okay? And that's how that works. And hopefully so for quite some time. Right, so what was I saying? Right, cult needs to be taken to the next level. Now, the thing is that in order for cult to go on to the next level, you know what, guys? I gotta do cult time. You know it. I know it. It's a fact. We got so much shit going on with cult. Setting up projects, getting things moving, correlating the events that happen. Simplex has been fucking machine. Apox has been a machine. Smokehouse has been a machine. All these guys, fucking machines. They've been there when they're needed, okay? And they've been very, very tolerant of the fact that I'm as busy as I fucking am. But I'm starting to feel like, you know what? I want to make sure that cult is something solid. You know? And in order to do that, it has to be happy full time. So I've taken steps to see what I can do to get cult work full time. Now, unfortunately, in order for cult to be happening full time, and so we can have someone employed, so patient zero can be doing this shit full time, running cult, setting up the organizations, in order for that to happen, we have to generate cash. That's a dirty fucking word, okay? Because I don't like charging money for anything. Everybody knows I've turned down money, okay? People have offered to send in cash. I do not want donations. I don't, okay? I do not want people to send fucking money in, because I believe that's exploiting. I believe that's exploitation. And I don't really, and at that point, we go from cult with a K to cult with a C. Sam, you want to check this fucking thing isn't broken again? Because the screen just went dark. Okay, we're still good. Thank you. All right, where was this? Okay, so we need to do cult full time. Now, in order to do that, we have to generate some funds. Can't do it by cash. So the way we are going to do this is we're going to do it with, the same thing they did with the CSS Corps. This is the most opportune way I can think of to generate funds, which is to get really high quality product and then sell it and then get a profit from that. So when people buy it, they don't feel ripped off and feel proud their money went to supporting an organization that they believe in. Okay. Now, the thing that really pisses me off, the more I find out about this, the more actually angry I get. Did you know how cheap t-shirts are? I don't know if you know this, okay, but you know these website t-shirts you get? Those motherfuckers are like, I would probably say in the neighborhood of about, $8 US, okay, to get done. The really cheap Fruit of the Loom jobbies, you know, with the fucking silkscreen shit on them. I mean, it is so cheap for them to get cranked out, and they're charging like $25 a t-shirt and stuff. T-shirts are going to be ready for cult. We are going to be selling initially on the page. We're going to be putting up t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and flight jackets. Talk a little bit about each one. I've been choking myself over the color scheme of how the fuck I'm going to run the logo. I'm gonna have a red case, green writing, blue writing, chrome writing. What are we doing? Okay, I think I've nailed it down, and we're going to go with that because I want this thing to look fucking cool, right? Now, this is how the t-shirts sort of look. There's going to be photos up there on Friday and along with ordering information. The ordering information, and we're doing it by good old-fashioned snail mail, baby. You're going to fucking print out the form, fill it out, and send it in because, you know, I've had people already come to me over the album and say, hey, we can't order the album, Sean, because we don't have a credit card. And I'm like, fuck. No? And for that matter, why the fuck should some credit card like Visa or MasterCard make money for cult? Granted, they'll make like a few pennies, but I don't want those motherfuckers getting any of our money, man. That's crap. Okay? You want to be paying for a shirt, you don't want any of that to go to Visa. Visa is one of the fucking legalized loan sharks we're trying to shut down. You know, think about it. It doesn't make fucking sense. So at this stage is when we have to start really making a stand on stuff. So that's one of the reasons why. We're just going to do it by mail order. You fill it out, drop off your check or money order, fucking throw it in the envelope, fire it off, I'll get it, pick it up, and I'm the one getting it. Okay, so if you're not getting your shit, piss me, okay? God. And I'll take responsibility. But anyway, what do the t-shirts look like, Sean? Well, they're the highest quality t-shirt I can get my hands on. I shit you not. They will not shrink, they will not fuck all. Throw them dry, they're comfy as fuck, they're bullet, they're awesome t-shirts. The logos, everything is embroidered, and they're embroidered with the highest grade embroidery possible, which means that the embroidery will probably outlast the t-shirt. Okay, I shit you not. Okay, wait until you see these fucking, okay, Sean, so what does the shirt look like? Well, you have the chest, which is about 4 inches over the heart, and then I thought about it, and this is very cool, is it's got your clan logo on your right sleeve, so that it kind of matches with the whole flight jack concept, which I'll get in a second. On a flight jack, you have zipper pockets and shit on your left arm, right arm, you're gonna have a clan logo, which is very fucking cool. So when you wear a t-shirt, you get the show cult t-shirt, and it goes there, and it's a clan t-shirt as well. So you see, like, I have a prophet t-shirt, gargoyle t-shirt, they're all, like, heavily heavily embroidered. They look fucking slick, boys. I'm here to tell you, boys and girls, it looks wicked, and I'm not bullshitting. If you get this t-shirt and you don't like it, I don't know what to say, because I mean, it's very, very, very slick. Okay, it's easily the classiest internet fuck t-shirt I've ever seen. Right, so there you go. How much are they? T-shirts are going to be $30. $30? Holy fuck! Reason why the t-shirt's $30 US is again because we have to fund some shit's cult. Yeah, price. Am I making money on this? Is cult making money? Yeah. There's a couple bucks. There's a couple bucks. But get t-shirts and put the goddamn least where cash went towards some. $30 US. Is it a lot for a t-shirt? Isn't that what Mondetta charges? Isn't that what all these corporations charge? These fucking sweatwear, labor wear, fucking shirts and shit. Isn't that really what they cost? No. Isn't that what you're gonna? Well, yeah. But Sean, I don't fuck shirt. Shit. Okay, wait. Granted, you don't have to buy a shirt. Okay, you don't. But cult to generate some funds, and this is the only way I can think of to do it, rather than just take donations and shit. And I don't want to take donations. I don't want to exploit. You get the shirts, get the clothing, find the top shit. So hopefully you guys aren't all going to crucify me on this one, but there you go. So t-shirts are $30. Hooded sweatshirts. Now, there is a really super fucking psychotic high grade spit sweatshirt, which is like, for the sweatshirt, it's like, would have made the sweatshirts cost way, way too much cash. Like, sweatshirts was to get a sweatshirt. So, holy shit. Can't charge $120 for a sweatshirt. Hooded sweatshirts. Okay, black. Only coming in black, so fuck off. All black. The hooded sweatshirts, also embroidered. They have an embroidery on chest, and I don't know whether or not we're gonna put the shit on the arm. Let know what you think. If we should have the logo on the sleeve of the sweatshirts, okay? Dr. Pepper. I'm thinking about it now, and it might be an idea to have it there so people can see it. Yeah, maybe we'll put it on the sleeve. Let me know what you think. Do you want it on the sleeve? Cool. That way, it personalizes, you know what I mean? So hooded sweatshirts, yeah, we'll put thing on the sleeve. And they're $70 use, the hooded sweatshirts. And last but not least are the flight jackets. Now, originally, the flight jackets gonna be, I'm picking them up from a guy, and what they originally were just fucking, really, they were flight jackets, yes, but they were made in China, and it's Thailand special deals. I don't know who's making these fucking things. I don't know if it's child labor, I don't know, nothing. They're cheap, seams rip on the shoulders. Anybody who's ever had flight jackets know the seams start to rip on the shoulders. Major, major, major pain. So what I've decided is I'm gonna say, fuck that. Cult members are gonna be paying $170 US for a cult flight jacket. They're gonna be getting a goddamn good flight jacket. So I've decided what we're gonna do is we're gonna go with the Alpha Flight flight jackets. The Alpha Flights are American made. They're fucking amazing flight jackets. What I wear. They're my flight jackets. And the photos on that's the exact jacket that I'm wearing. Cult photos on the site. Those are going to be the cult flight jackets. They're going to have I forgot. On the hood, back of the hoodies as well. Yeah, stupid. They're going to have the little crest on the front on both the hoodies and the flight jackets. They're going to have a logo on the right arm. They're going to have the clan logo that you're a member of. And then on the back of jacket, talking like 13 inches, is this massive fucking cult logo, which is a big K. So it's organizing counterculture and internet subculture. There are no, it's going to look fucking sly. We're going to have full photos on there, okay, on Friday. So if you want to take a look, you're going to have a series of shots of each one. So you take a look at it and go, whoa, it's fucking super. At that point, that's the only way I can think of to do this. This is the only way I can make this happen. Now, Sean, man, whoa, fuck, dude, I'm living on ramen noodles here. Now, what the fuck am I going to, I want to give some, but I can't spend $30. What are you, insane? And then plus shipping and shit? Nuts? Okay, I've got to get the background nailed down, but I'm also going to be getting cult patches with little crests and logos on them and shit like that. So you can, you know, have your very own cult conversion kit where you can just sew your patch on existing jack or whatever. Okay, so that way we have it all set up. As well as we're going to be having Guardian patches up. The Guardian thing is something we're going to be covering soon. Okay, we're going to be talking about Guardians probably in the next brainwashing. One after this, because I've got to nail down exactly what is involved, Guardian, and the responsibilities of that. Once you achieve the title of Guardian, okay, it isn't something that's just awarded automatically. It's not like, wow, you've done a lot, you're a Guardian. No, it doesn't work like this. Wow, you've done a lot. We would like, cult needs Guardians. I, Sean Kennedy, would like to make you a Guardian, but I got to know your level of involvement, level of responsibility that you're going to give. And if I don't want to ask anybody to do anything they don't want to do, but if I let people know what Guardians are responsible to do, okay, because Guardians are the hardcore, man. Those are the soldiers that are going to be there for the counterculture movement. These are the people who are going to be picking people up. These are the people who are going to be involved direct. These are the people who are going to be organizing events and protests and all that kind of shit, okay? And direct action, okay? This is what these people are. These are the hardcore. Not everyone wants to be a Guardian. Not everyone can be a Guardian, okay? Because, well, it involves a level of commitment that a lot of people, you know, who've got wives and families and kids and shit, are not going to be able to pull off. It's not something they can do. Guys, a certain degree of commitment, or if some people are ready to make that, they've made that commitment. And I respect that. I respect that, and I think it's very, very fucking. So that's what is going to be going on with that. And again, Guardians is not a rank, okay? It's a title. Now, with that title comes responsibilities. These people have. They have responsibilities. So in essence, really, being a Guardian is kind of a step down more than a step up, because you've got all these responsibilities now, okay? And it's something that's a very personal thing. It's not just some bullshit slogan. That's not like, yeah, I'm a hacker. Well, if you want to go be a hacker, that's great. Want to help the greater good and the cause of cult, then that's where the Guardian status comes in, okay? So, Nomad 316. His apartment was hit by lightning and the roof was set on fire. No one was hurt, only casually being his moto. them. Yes, make sure you have a surge protector with RJ11 Jack Skids. Consequently, you will not be online for a week or so. So I don't know how old this information is, but Nomad 316 had his whole fucking roof blown off by God. Hey, God! Better not fuck with any cult members. I'll come up there and kick your ass. Okay, that's just the way it is. Now, in all honesty, yeah, the guy got fucking hit by lightning. That's nice. So if you hadn't heard from Nomad 316 for a while, that would be the reason why that's going to happen. Another thing that we're thinking about, Samarian and I have been thinking about a lot, and this is kind of cult related, but it's right radio related, is noontime broadcasts. We're not going to give you any details on this whatsoever, but part of the thing with cult is when we can develop cult, cult is going to be turning into a nonprofit organization. I'm actually going through details, get it incorporated, some fundraisers and shit like that to really make a difference. But when one of the reasons that when I hopefully can weasel this, I got some work going on the side too and shit that I probably sweat stuff. But when I got cult going full time, I want to start doing noontime broadcasts, which will rebroadcast across the entire United States. Now, maybe not 5 days a week. I'd ideally like to, but I don't know if I'll be able to make that commitment. But it'll be on Rant Radio so that no matter where you are, anywhere in the country, in North America, actually, at noon, you could turn on your computer, tune into Rant Radio, and you'll hear my sorry ass going over the news of the day, which very cool, because that way, at least, shit, we should find out some unbiased shit. Or you can surf and do whatever the fuck it is you do at work, and listen to some decent radio programming. Wouldn't that be handy? Fuck shit. So that's about it. That's kind of the shit I wanted to cover. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you think I'm fucked. Hey, Sean, fuck you. You're a capitalist faggot trying to go and get this stupid t-shirt. It's $30 for a t-shirt. I kill you, you piece of shit. No, that's fine. Okay, whatever. It's the only way I can think of trying to generate some funds for cult so we can keep this thing rolling, because we got to generate some cash. If you don't believe that that's the truth, man, get in the real world, because, I mean, I put enough effort into this for free, okay? I need to generate some funds in order to run this fucking thing, take this thing next level. Either grow or die. So until next time, what's that? Oh, mp3.com CD. James just reminded me. Yep, mp3.com CD is up on the site. Go to mp3.com. Do a search for what? For Sean Kennedy, and you can go to the site and buy a CD full of my rants. And this helps out. This helps out Samarian as well. You know, it's $6 for the CD. We're not making any. $5.99. You know, plus applicable taxes and shit. And we don't really even get that $6 because mp3.com makes half. So whatever. We'd get more out of cult if you bought a goddamn t-shirt. But the CD is cool, and it's a great way to spread the virus. Little footnote, guys are telling me they're putting my rants into pirate black market CDs they're making. Not that I advocate putting rants in pirating. Oh, fuck it, I advocate that. Pirate it all! Okay, I've asked you, mateys, fuck off. No, seriously, if you're going to pirate stuff, you're going to make some music CDs for somebody, throw a rant in there, throw a rant or two in there, throw the banana rant, whatever, throw it all in there, and let these people have a gander at it. Maybe they like it, maybe they don't. I can't remember who was the guy who was setting that up. He was telling me he met really solid response. Guys were like, whoa, that's really cool, la la la. If they don't like it, whatever, they can laugh it, fuck all me. Who really cares, okay? But that's it for the brainwashing this week. Kind of a longer one, but there you go. Got a lot to cover. Hey, APOC, Smokehouse, I love you guys, okay? Stop fighting. Everybody stop fighting. Respect and solidarity. The cornerstones, keystone foundation of cult, man. We've got to have that for our people. Until next time, guys, hey, be drinkable. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucker.
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths, top FBI kill and injure children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs.
Time for us to bug out.
Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal
persecuted semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban,
time for us to bug out.
Rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, sex, drugs, and rocked by rape,
disgruntled conspirator, attack, killed,
U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer, desperate, tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban, punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk, criminal, murdering a man. Tough, diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation, fraudulent assassins, mysterious murder, chemical terrorism, military targets, fatal crash, danger. Freak accident, no known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear, the hidden Nazis next door. Marxist rebels, serious murderer. Accidents, problems, punitive damages. Like that negative heart-wrenching controversy.
Time for us to bug out.
Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape.
Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug.
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS EV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.